Thunder Bay. Trevor Geertuga says the incoming city council is going to need a little balance. With at least 5 or 6 new faces expected around the council table for the next 4 years, and the possibility of a mayor with little or no experience in municipal government, Geertuga said a leadership voice like his own will be important to help provide mentorship and advice until newcomers find their political legs. It's one of the top reasons Geertuga, who was first elected in McIntyre 22 years ago, making him the longest-serving city councillor, has decided to seek an at-large berth for the second straight election. "There are 2 main reasons why I'm seeking re-election," Geertuga said. "Number one, I have a deep passion and desire to make Thunder Bay the best city we can possibly be, and I think I have a lot more to contribute to make that happen. Number two, with the large turnover we're going to see on council, with at least 5 new members, maybe 6 or 7, I think my proven leadership and experience will be an asset to help steer that council in the right direction." Asked to name one top issue he'd like to tackle in the coming 4 years, Geertuga said it's too tough to narrow it down to a single topic. Taxes, however, is a big one. "People can tell you they're going to reduce taxes, but they need to tell you how they're going to do it. I propose continuously that we give budget surpluses back to the residents in the form of a tax reduction the following year," Geertuga said. "We take this much money to run the city, and if we don't need it all, we keep it. We don't give it back to the residents. I don't think that's fair. I've proposed hiring freezes and other efficiencies that council hasn't approved, but those are concrete ways that we can reduce taxes while maintaining services." Crime and social issues, including homelessness, also need to be put under the microscope between now and 2028, the next municipal election year, he added. "We need to give the police force adequate resources and leadership. They need to do their job effectively and properly," he said. Economic development and being ready for spin-off jobs from the Ring of Fire, should its long-touted resource development finally materialize, is also important, Geertuga said. "Finally, roads and infrastructure," he said. "We need to address the infrastructure gap." Geertuga is still in favor of settling the designated truck route issue, a passion when he was the McIntyre councillor, but one that's out of his hands at the moment and up to a new council to pursue or not. Geertuga said an indoor turf facility project isn't dead yet, but also said the city cannot afford a $46 million facility unless there is funding from other levels of government. "But there are other things the city can do," he said. "Let's work with the private sector. There are people who have proposals who want to do things to get these kids playing soccer in the winter. And it's not just soccer, it's pickleball, it's volleyball, it's everything. I'm in favor of a facility, but what that looks like, I'm not sure. But let's get something done."